kids podcast.
You can go slow.
A kids podcast about.
Hey, listeners, thanks for finding this episode. We believe in the power of conversations and knowing that kids like you are ready to talk about the big things going on in their world. If you like this episode, please consider liking or reviewing the show through whatever app you're using to listen right now. That helps others discover this podcast, and that helps make sure this show is reaching the ears that need to hear it most. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Tess, and I am so happy to be here with you at the very end of our day to say goodnight. It is just such a good time to think back on what happened today, on how we felt throughout the day, and just wind down together. Are you ready? Me too. I love knowing all day long that I get to see you and hear about how your day was and how you're feeling. So first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for being here with me. It's so good to see you. So come on over when you've done all of your bedtime business and get nice and cozy. So I want to ask you a question. Do you ever notice that as you're trying to fall asleep, there are a lot of thoughts in your head? Yeah, I have that happen to me too. So when there are a lot of thoughts in your head, what do you do with them? I don't know about you, but I find that those thoughts in my head really keep me wide awake. I have a really hard time sleeping with so many thoughts in my head. Do you have that too? Yeah. So I'm going to teach you something right now, and this really works for me, and I hope that it works for you. I like to imagine that thoughts can easily flow out like water flowing out of a bathtub. And I like to imagine that my ear is the plug of the tub. So when you have an overwhelming number of thoughts in your head, can you take one hand right now? And can you just put your hand up? Just grab your earlobe. And one, two, three. Just tug it down a little bit. Wiggle it, wiggle it. Oh, look. All of your thoughts come right out of your head, pouring out into the air. When it worked, it made me sleepy. Oh, that was like magic for real. Because those thoughts are not helpful for sleeping, but those thoughts are really good to have out of your head and they can come back tomorrow. So this is what we call pulling the plug on our thoughts. Let's try that again, but the other side, because sometimes there's some thoughts on the other side. So can you take your other hand and can you wrap your fingers around your earlobe and give it a little tug and whoosh. Oh, there go some thoughts.
Oh my God. It's making me yawn.
Do you notice how pulling the plug on your thoughts can make you sleepy? Yeah. So next time you are having great big thoughts when you are trying to go to sleep, try pulling the plug and see if that helps. But for now, I want you to take a big deep breath in and let it out. And just sit there with your heart. Your big, beautiful heart, and notice it beating inside of your chest. Put your hands on your heart. There you go. Give it a little rub. And can you say, I love my heart? I love your heart so much. And I love that tonight we learned how to pull the plug on those big thoughts before going to sleep. I hope it works as well for you as it does for me. Thank you to you for being here with me. I can't wait to see you tomorrow morning. Have an amazing sleep with lots of happy dreams. And remember, there There is nobody in the whole world with a heart just like yours. I love you, and I love your big heart so much. Good Morning, Good Night is written by me, Tess Levitt. You can learn more about me and my work by visiting bigheartjourney.com. You can write to me or record a voicemail and send it to listen@akidsco.com. I would love so much to hear about your day, and I would love to hear the ways that you say goodnight. Our show is edited and produced by Matthew Winner, with the help from Chad, Michael Snavely, and the team at Sound On Studios. Our executive producer is Jelani Memory. And this show was brought to you by A Kids Podcast About. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are found, and check out other podcasts made for amazing kids just like you by visiting akidsco.com.
Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm the head of audio at A Kids Co, and I also host A Kids Book About, the podcast, and Worth Noting. I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for listening to our shows in your classroom or in your bedroom, over breakfast or over dinner, on your drive or on your downtime. No matter what you do between this listen and the next time you tune in, thanks. You're awesome. And it's because of kids like you that we get to make cool stuff like this. See ya.